As a champion of animal rights and an advocate of green politics, Helena Hodová was an unusual beauty queen when she became Miss Czech Republic in 1999. She went on to become one of the few winners of the competition to enjoy a successful international career as a model, though today her time is split between modeling and running the Sunflower Children humanitarian organization. It's based in New York, which is where I met Helena Hodová. My first question concerned her childhood devotion to the ideas of Jaroslav Foglar, a hugely popular children's author and devotee of scouting.
Yes, I definitely love that all Foglar guy and Majovky as well. My grandpa and my dad had so many books, and I think I read all of them. I actually collected them. Who knows where they are right now? But me and my girlfriends, we were so full of it, and we were trying to live a thing called Blue Life, that you had to do one good deed every day, and you had to follow certain rules, exercise in the mornings, and you know, be nice to people. I think it gave me good perception of future life, what I really want to do and what is my purpose here, and it was a good start, I believe.
And I also read that when you were a teenager, you were a volunteer worker for some kind of institution, and you even learned sign language.
I did try to learn sign language. I was able to talk with sign language, but lately I didn't use it, so I forgot a lot. So now I can't say I speak sign language, not anymore, but I did. And yes, I always had this feeling like I have to be part of the world and not to be part of something I don't agree with. I always cared for some reason. I never had that stage that I had to look for reasons why I'm on this planet. I always knew I'm here because I'm supposed to be helpful and do stuff for other people or animals.
It may seem surprising then to some people that an idealistic teenager entered the Miss Czech Republic competition. Why did you enter?
For the same complete reason. I thought that I can change the world by being famous, which was a very naive idea, but I was really upset with all these interviews with singers and actors who were talking about how much money they have and how they spend it on their carpets and holidays. And I was disgusted because I was thinking these people have so much powers. They can offer different ways of approaching the world. And so I decided I will be famous too. And I knew I wouldn't be singer, so I took it through my through that beauty competition.
And how hard was it to get used to really being famous? You were only 19 at the time.
Oh, it was terrible. I was so naive and so idealistic, and I thought that everybody will understand, and it wasn't true because everybody was searching for some bad intentions. People thought that this was posed from me, and I felt a lot of pressure because I felt like I have to prove myself, I have to show people that this is real. And then I just gave up, and I basically left Czech Republic because of that reason, because you know, when you are Miss, people expect from you to be this beautiful blonde, high heel wearing, makeup wearing girl, and that wasn't me. I was old hippie who really wanted to change the world, and so I left, and I started my charity also here in US.
Tell us about your Sunflower Children organization, foundation, and what do you do?
We support disadvantaged children around the world. We work with orphans, children with HIV, handicapped children. We basically support local high quality NGOs. I feel like my power is in connecting these two worlds because I'm anthropologist, and also I work with children since I was 16, 17. I understand what kind of needs they have. And I also know the other part, which is donor philanthropy, and also fashion business. And I am basically bridging these two worlds together.
Do you work in a kind of hands-on way yourself? I mean, do you yourself go to these countries in Africa and elsewhere?
I did. I basically visited every single project we work on except two. Because, you know, if you come here and you want to explain to your donors what exactly are the people dealing with, you have to be able to know exact needs. So, yes, I go to slums and I live there with the people. I'm used to sleep on the floor. I am used to be next to drug dealers. I'm used to be to hold dying children. And not that I'm used to it, but, you know, that's the part of it. When you go and you evaluate the projects, you have to make sure that you understand everyday situation of those people.
Is it hard to go back from that to your modeling career and this world here in New York?
Of course it is. It's much harder than go there to the places. But in the beginning I had very big trouble to accept that I could even buy myself a dinner which could feed 50 children for, you know, some time. But then I realized that I do have to be part of this world to be able to support the other one.
How does charity and philanthropy compare here in New York, in America, within the Czech Republic?
Here it's part of culture. Here it people feel very... Being part of something like Sunflower Children is a prestigious thing for them. In Czech, it's still building. It's not there quite yet, but I think the situation is changing there. You know, we lived 40 years in communism, so people were not used to give to other people in need. There was the secret giving, social giving, but I think it's changing to better, and I'm learning a lot from here because here's huge philanthropic circles. Their passion is really to make a difference. In Czech, I felt like I was the only one. I felt really alone. I didn't know that this is normal. I always felt like I'm strange because I'm different. But to be different here is good.
My last question, Helena Hodova, is for you. You've been here 4 years in New York. What's the attraction for you of living here?
You know, just sitting here in Central Park right now and watching people walking here from all corners of planet and learning their culture and learning their dreams, and also the fact that New York was built on tolerance because so many nations came here and said, okay, let's make a city here. And they had to learn how to live each other regardless of religion or beliefs or race or, you know, their dreams. It's a city which gives you quite a lot of self-confidence, and it gives you possibility to accomplish whatever you think is the way you want to live.